Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Dear viewers, we have been discussing in some of the previous sessions the alternative accounts of first collection. Now, these alternative accounts all have been ascribed to the Caliph Abu Bakr, radiallahu anhu, and we have seen that they are entirely different from the standard version in which Abu Bakr, radiallahu anhu, was also responsible for this first collection. We have seen how frail they stand, and they do not stand up to the test of historical criticism, and the chains of narration as well as their content both make them extremely, extremely unreliable. We continue our journey today, and this time or today we'll discuss some more alternative accounts of first collection. However, these accounts of first collection are ascribed to different persons. For example, we'll discuss Umar radiallahu anhu. He's one of the persons to whom the first collection is ascribed also. Then we have Usman radiallahu anhu also, to whom a first collection is ascribed. And finally, we have Salim, Mawla Abi Huzaifa, to whom a first collection is ascribed. So we'll discuss all these three today, in today's session, and also find out and see whether they also fail this historical, the test of historical criticism, or they stand up to it. So we begin with the narratives that say that Umar radiallahu anhu also was responsible for the first collection of the Quran. Now I'm going to read out these narratives and their translations before you, and then we'll discuss their contradictions and also their chains of narration. Now the first of these narratives is, the first group of these narratives is reported by Hasan al-Basri, and he reports two of these narratives. The first of them is found in Kitab al-Masaif of Ibn Abi Dawud, and the words are, "An al-Hasan anna Umar sa'ala an ayatin min kitab Allah, faqila kan ma'a fulan, qutila yawm al-yamama, faqal inna lillah, wa amara bi jam'i al-Qur'an, faqana avvalu man jam'ahu fil-mushaf." So it is said that Hasan al-Basri says, that Umar asked about a verse of the Book of God. He was told that it was with a certain person who had been killed on the day of the Battle of Yamama. We know that the Battle of Yamama was fought in the time of the Caliph Abu Bakr, around about the 12th Hijra. So the narrative goes on. At this he said, Umar said, "Inna lillah," which of course is a statement, that indeed we are from God, and he obviously said it in its full form, "Inna lillahi wa inna ilahi raji'un," and ordered for the collection of the Qur'an. And the narrative further says, "Fakana أَوَّلُ مَنْ جَمَعُوا فِي الْمُصْحَفِ," so he was the first to have it collected in a mushaf. The second of these narratives also, which is reported by Hasan al-Basri, and this is found in the Fazail of Qur'an of Abu Ubaid. And its words are, "Mata Umar ibn al-Khattab وَلَمْ يَجْمَعِ الْقُرْآنِ." Now, this is something which is entirely opposite to what the first narrative alluded to. It means, Hasan al-Basri said, the Qur'an had not been collected till the death of Umar. So clearly we can see Hasan al-Basri reporting two absolutely opposite facts. One of them is reporting the fact that he was responsible for the first collection, and the second one is saying that at the death of Umar, the Qur'an had yet to be collected. Now, the second narrative in this regard is reported by Yahya ibn Abdir Rahman ibn Hatib, and we've already referred to it in some of our earlier discussions, but since this is also the right place to discuss it again, because it describes this collection to Umar, I'll read out the text and translation once again before you. So, Yahya ibn Abdir Rahman ibn Hatib, it is reported by him, and the words are, "An Yahya ibn Abdir Rahman ibn Hatib qal, أراد عمر بن الخطاب أن يجمع القرآن فقال في الناس قال من كان تلقى من رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم شيئا من القرآن فليأتينا به وكانوا كتبوا ذلك في الصحف والألواح والعصب وكان لا يقبل من أحد شيئا حتى يشهد عليه شهيدان فقتل وهو يجمع ذلك إليه فقام عثمان بن عفان فقال من كان عنده من كتاب الله شيء فليأتنا به وكان لا يقبل من ذلك شيئا حتى يشهد عليه شهيدان فجاء خزيمة بن الصابت فقال إني قد رأيتكم تركتم آيتين لم تكتبوها قالوا وما هما قال تلقيت من رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لقد جاءكم رسول من أنفسكم عزيز عليه ما عنتم حريص عليكم بالمؤمنين رؤوف الرحيم إلى آخر السورة قال عثمان فأنا أشهد أنهما من عند الله فأين ترى أن نجعلهما؟ قال اختم بها آخر ما نزل من القرآن فختمت بها براء. So Yahya ibn Abd al-Rahman ibn Hatib said, Umar stood up. Umar made up his mind to collect the Quran. So he stood up among the people and said, any person who has any portion of the Quran received from the Messenger of God should bring it over to us. They had written this on pages and tablets and bark of palm trees and would not accept anything from a person unless two people testified to it. Umar was then assassinated while he was collecting the Quran. And then Usman stood up among the people and said, any person who has any portion of the Quran should bring it over to us. And he would not accept anything from a person unless two people testified to it. So Khuzaimah ibn Sabit came over and said, I think that you have missed writing down two verses. They asked, what are they? He said that I got the following from the Messenger of God. لَكَ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُّمْ حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفُ رَحِيمٌ. This is the famous verse of the Surah Tawbah. I mean, we've read this verse a number of times. So, he read this to the end of the Surah, and we know that these are the last two Surahs of Surah Tawbah. So, Usman said, I bear witness that they are from God, and where do you advise us to place them? He asked Khuzaimah that where do you advise us to place them? So, Khuzaimah said, place them at the end of the last revelation of the Quran. So it was placed at the end of Surah Bara'. And this narrative, as you know, is found in the Kitab al-Masahif of Ibn Abi Dawud. Next, we move on to another narrative, which is also found in the Kitab al-Masahif of Ibn Abi Dawud. And this one is from Abdullah ibn Fudala. And the words are, An Abdullah ibn Fudala qal, Lamma arada Umar an yaktub al إمام أقعد له نفر من أصحابه وقال إذا اختلفتم في اللغة فاكتبوها باللغة مزر فإن القرآن نزل على رجل من مزر. Abdullah ibn Fudala narrated, when Umar decided to collect the al-Imam or the master copy, he appointed some of his associates for this and said, whenever you disagree on a point of language, write in the dialect of the Muzar, because the Quran was revealed to a man of Muzar. This narrative, as I have already said, is recorded in the Kitab al-Masahif of Ibn Abi Dawud. We now come to the fourth narrator in this regard, and the fourth person is Urwa ibn Zubair. Now, he also reports a first collection from Umar ta'ala anhu. So, this particular narrative is recorded by Umar ibn Shabba in his Akhbar al-Madina, a famous history book on Medina. So Urwa ibn Zubair is the person who reports this, and it is said, an Urwa ibn Zubair qal kadim al misriyun falaqaw Usman radiyallahu an faqal ma alladhi tanqimun qal qalu tamziku al masahif qala ila al nas lamma ikhtalafu fi al qira'at khashiya Umar radiyallahu anhu al fitna faqal man a'rabu al nas faqalu Sa'id ibn al As qal faman akhadtuhum qalu Zayd ibn Sabit fa amara bi Musaf فكتب بإعراب سعيد وقتير زيد فجمع الناس ثم قرأ عليهم الموسم فلما كان حديثا كتب إلي حذيفة إن الرجل يلقى الرجل فيقول قرآني أفصل من قرآنك حتى يكاد أحدهما يكفر صاحبه فلما رأيت ذلك أمرت الناس بقراءة المصحف الذي كتبه عمر رضي الله عنه وهو هذا المصحف فأمرتهم بترك ما سواه وَمَا صَنَعَ اللَّهُ بِكُمْ خَيْرٌ مِمَّا أَرَدْتُمْ لِأَنفُسِكُمْ. Urwa ibn Zubair said, the Egyptians came over and met Usman, who asked them, what has made you disgruntled? They replied, the destruction of the Masahif. Usman then said, when people started to differ in the recital of the Quran, Umar feared strife might ensue. He said, who is the best of reciters? People said, Sayyid ibn al-As. He then asked, who is the best scribe? People said, Sayyid ibn Sabit. At this, Umar ordered for the Mus'haf to be written. It was written according to the recital of Sa'id and the script of Zayd. In this manner, he united the people. He would then read this Mus'haf to them in the time of Hajj. In current times, Huzaifa wrote to me that a person would meet another person and say, my Quranic reading is better than yours, until matters reached the extent that he started calling the other a disbeliever. When I saw this, I ordered people to read only according to the reading of the Mus'haf compiled by Umar. And this is that Mus'haf. And I ordered that, and I ordered them to abandon all other readings. And what God did with you is better than what you could think of doing for yourselves. Next, viewers, we come to the narrative which is recorded by Muhammad ibn Sirin, and this is recorded by Ibn Sa'd in his At-Tabaqat al-Kubra. And the words are, عن محمد ابن سيرين قال قتل عمر ولم يجمع القرآن. Muhammad ibn Sirin related, the Quran had not been collected till the assassination of Umar. We note, viewers, here that a similar narrative has I just read out, and that was reported on the authority of Al-Hasan al-Basri. So Ibn Sirin's narrative and Hasan al-Basri's narrative both are similar in this respect, that both of them say that till the death of Umar, the Quran had yet to be collected. We will now come to another narrative which also reports that Umar ibn al-Khattab was the first person to collect the Quran. However, this report, which is recorded by Al-Muttaqi in his Kanzul Ummar on the authority of Ibn al-Ambari from his Kitab al-Masahif, does not specify who the person is. And it says that one of the associates of Abu Ishaq has related this narrative. So the words are Abu Ishaq an ba'z ashabihi qal lamma jama'a Umar ibn al-Khattab al-Mus'haf sa'ala Umar man a'rabu an-nas qil Sa'id ibn al-'As faqal man aktabu an-nas faqila Zayd ibn Sabit qal فَلْيُمِلَّ السَّعِيدُ وَلْيَكْتُبْ زَيْدُ فَكَتَبُوا مُصَاحِفَ أَرْبَعَةَ فَأَنْفَذَ مُصْحَفًا مِنْهَا إِلَى الْكُوفَةِ وَمُصْحَفًا إِلَى الْبَصْرَةِ وَمُصْحَفًا إِلَى الشَّامِ وَمُصْحَفًا إِلَى الْحِجَازِ. So Abu Ishaq related the following on the authority of one of his associates. When Umar collected the Mus'haf, he said, "Who is the greatest master of Arabic among the people?" He was told that it was Sayyid ibn al-As. He went on to inquire, "Who is the best scribe among the people?" He was told that it was Zayd ibn Sabit. So he said, "Let Sa'id dictate and Zayd write it down." Thus they made four copies of the text and dispatched a copy. And of course here the words are that Umar dispatched a copy each to Kufa, Basra, Syria and Hijaz. And this narrative completes the series of narratives which say that Umar radiallahu anhu was the person who first collected the Quran. Now, viewers, we'll see how these narratives are contradictory to one another. You must have noted while listening to them that there are a number of discrepancies between each of them, which they hold against one another. However, let me point out these discrepancies and these contradictions one by one. And we'll see that they not only contradict one another, they also contradict the standard account of the collection of the Quran in Bukhari and some of the other hadith works, which say that it was Abu Bakr who was responsible for the first collection of the Quran. So, here are some of the points of contradiction. The first of them is that both narratives of Hasan al-Basri, so I had read out two narratives of Hasan al-Basri, so both of them are in stark contradiction to one another. Whilst the first one says that Umar was the first to collect the Quran in a Mus'haf, the second one says the Quran had not even been collected till his death. The narrative from Yahya ibn Abdir Rahman and the narrative recorded by At-Tabari referred to early on the authority of Zayd ibn Sabit, which is, of course, I read out in one of my previous talks. They, on the other hand, say that the collection began in the time of Umar radiallahu anhu and ended in the time of Usman. Now, the second point in this regard is that according to the narrative mentioned last, obviously this is the one in which Abu Ishaq narrates from one of his associates, we find that Umar sent copies of the Quran he had collected to various parts of the Muslim territory. However, we know that according to the standard version, this task was actually accomplished by Usman, although we have not discussed the endeavor of Usman as yet, but we know from the standard version which say that Usman was responsible of copying out the Mus'haf of Abu Bakr and then dispatching these copies to various parts of the Muslim empire. On the contrary, if we find in this narrative, under discussion, that it was Umar, not Usman, who did so. The third point in this regard is that according to the narrative Abdullah ibn Fuzala, Urwa ibn Zubair, and the narrative which is mentioned last, in which Abu Ishaq narrates from one of his associates, the Imam or final copy was written by Umar in his times. However, according to the standard version, this was done in Usman in his times. Again, this is another point of contradiction. So in the presence of these contradictions, we cannot rely on any of these narratives. And furthermore, we also find flaws in their chains of narration. Now, as far as the chain of narration of both narratives of Hasan al-Basri is concerned, we find them that they are broken al-munkata, because Hasan al-Basri is never reported to have met the Caliph Umar رضي الله عنه. So according to al-Bukhari, in his Tariqh al-Kabir, he was born when 2 years remained in Umar's caliphate and died in 110 Hijrah. So this clearly shows that he could not have met Umar. As-Suyuti and Ibn Hajar also regard this narrative to be broken, and along with Ibn Kathir say that this can only be interpreted to mean that he or Umar was the first person to suggest that the Quran should be collected. Also, in the first narrative of Hasan al-Basri, Mubarak ibn Fudala is famous for tadlis, and most of his tadlis is from Hasan al-Basri. And the narrative under discussion has his anana. Also, we find that there is no jarh or ta'dil which is available on Muhammad ibn Abdullah ibn Khallad. And this issue of tadlis, that the fact that Mubarak ibn Fazala was famous for tadlis is recorded by Ibn Hajar in his Tabakhatul Mudallisin. So viewers, we can see that in this case, this narrative also becomes unreliable. Now the chain of narration of the second narrative is also broken, since Yahya ibn Abdirrahman ibn Hatib. So we've come to the second of the narratives. We have already discussed the two narratives of Ibn Siri of Hasan al-Basri. So we now are analyzing the chain of narration of Yahya ibn Abdirrahman ibn Hatib. He never met Umar. According to Ibn Sa'd, he was born in the caliphate of Usman. So obviously he could have never ever met Umar, and this narrative stands broken. According to Al-Mizzi, Yahya ibn Ma'in says that it is not correct that he heard from Umar. He actually heard from his father, who heard from Umar. So we have this gap in between this, and this is what Mizzi has specified on the authority of Yahya ibn Ma'in. About Muhammad ibn Amr ibn al-Alkama, who is also present in the chain of narration of this narrative, Ibn Hajar says that he is saduqun lahu awham. So this, of course, is something which also impugns the narrative. Now, as far as the chain of narration of the third narrative is concerned, this is also munkata, or broken, because you know that the third narrative was reported by Abdullah ibn Fazala. So no authority mentions that Abdullah ibn Fazala narrates from Umar Rizala Anhu. Also, we have a person in this chain of narration who is called Awf ibn Abi Jamila, and we have serious words of jar on his personality. So, although he has been regarded as trustworthy by some of the authorities, here is some contrary evidence to his untrustworthiness, or as I would say, that his suspect character becomes evident if we consider this alternative evidence. Al-Uqayli, in his Az-Zu'afa, has mentioned him as a person who is za'if. Obviously, when a person like Uqayli mentions him in his Az-Zu'afa, it means that he is a person who is unreliable, and he is a zaif individual. Al-Hakim says, قُلْتْ فَعَوْفُ بْنُ أَبِي جَمِيلَ قَالَ لَيْسَ بِزَاكَ. So this of course is recorded by in the Su'alat al-Hakim, in which he's reported to have asked certain questions from the famous authority Al-Dar Qutni. So Imam Hakim in his Su'alat says that he asked Imam Dar Qutni about Awf ibn Abi Jamila, and he replied, Laysa bizaq, which means he's not that reliable. Al-Juzjani, in his Ahwal al-Rijal, he says, Awf ibn Abi Jamila al-A'rabi yatanawalu biyaminihi wa yasarihi min ra'y al-Basra wal-Kufa, which means that Awf ibn Abi Jamila al-A'rabi would carelessly accept narratives from his right and left, from the opinion of the people of Basra and Kufa, which shows his carelessness and his lack of sensitivity and concern and precision in these matters. Now, we also find that Mizzi records something about him. And he says, قَالَ بَعْضُهُمْ يُرْفَعُ أَمْرُهُ إِنَّهُ لَيَجِي عَنِ الْحَسَنِ بِشَيْءٍ مَّا يَجِي بِهِ أَحَدٌ. So some of them are of the opinion that he is not trustworthy. He narrates from Al-Hasan, which no one narrates. Also, we find a person called Hawza ibn Khalifa in this chain of narration. And Mizzi says that in the opinion of Yahya ibn Ma'in, he is za'if, in which he narrates from Auf ibn Abi Jamila. So Auf ibn Abi Jamila, from him, the person who narrates is Hawza ibn Khalifa. And Mizzi says that in the opinion of Yahya ibn Ma'in, whatever he narrates, whatever Hawza narrates from Auf, is he is za'if in that narration. The chain of narration of the fourth narrative is broken, as has already been indicated earlier. Urwa ibn Zubair was born in 23rd Hijra, as recorded by Ibn Hajar. It was precisely in the last years of 23rd Hijra that Umar radiallahu anhu was assassinated, and hence Urwa could never have been witnessed to the event referred to in his narrative. So this narrative also stands broken. And we know that Ibn Hajar has recorded this in his Tahzib al-Tahzib. And it is the opinion of Khalifa ibn Khayyat who say that his year of birth is 23rd Hijra, which obviously would mean that he was not even he could not have witnessed the event, because if Urwa was born in 23rd Hijra and Umar died in the last part of the 23rd Hijra, there is no way in the world that the two could have met, or that Urwa would have witnessed this event. The chain of narration of the fifth narrative is also broken. Now, we know that this fifth narrative was by Muhammad ibn Sirin. And Mizzi records that Muhammad ibn Sirin was born in 34 Hijra, which is 10 years after the assassination of Umar. So Mizzi in his Tahzib al-Kamal clearly says that as a result of this data, we can see that whatever Mizzi has recorded, on the basis of it, we can clearly see that the chain of narration is also totally munkata, or broken. The chain of narration of the last narrative, which is by Abu Ishaq, is not definite, because we do not even know who the person is who reports from Abu Ishaq. And therefore, we can clearly see that this narrative also stands on extremely questionable grounds. So all in all, we can see that all these narratives which report a first collection from Umar, they are contradictory, they are self-contradictory, they contradict one another, and they also contradict the standard version. And their chains of narration, as I've just read out before you and given this information, they also are unreliable. Now we come to another narrative, which contrary to what we have just discussed, says that it is Usman, radiallahu anhu, Usman ibn Affan, who was responsible for the first collection. And this narrative has been recorded by Umar ibn Shabba in his Akhbar al-Madina. And it is reported by Abdullah ibn Utbah. And the words are, An Ubaidullah ibn Abdullah ibn Utbah qal, Inna awwala man jama'a al-Qur'an fi mushaf wa katabahu Usman ibn Affan, summa wazahu fil masjid fa amara bihi yuqra kull ghadar. So Ubaidullah ibn Abdullah ibn Utbah said that the first person to collect the Qur'an in one mushaf and write it out was Usman ibn Affan. Then he placed it in the mosque and ordered that it should be read every morning. This is what the narrative says, which has been recorded in Akhbar al-Madina of Umar ibn Shabba. This narrative is clear. It is against the standard version of the collection done in the time of Abu Bakr and Umar. And Al-Mizzi records that the death of Ubaidullah ibn Abdullah ibn Utbah to be 94 Hijra and 98 and 99. We have got three dates on the basis of Al-Bukhari, Al-Waqidi, and Al-Haytham ibn Adi, respectively. And authorities of Rijal do not record that he narrates from Usman. Hence, we can clearly see that this narrative also is clearly broken, or munkata. So this narrative not only contradicts other accounts of collection, it also is, it in itself is not reliable, and we cannot place any sort of trust on this narrative. Finally, viewers, we come to a fourth person who also has been recorded in history to have been responsible for the first collection of the Quran. So we can recall that we have the standard version of Abu Bakr, which we obviously analyzed in the earlier sessions. And then we had another alternative account, which was also many alternative accounts, which were ascribed to the Caliph Abu Bakr. But they were not only contradictory to one another, they were also contradicting the standard version in which Abu Bakr was also responsible. Then we had narratives on Umar, which we just seen in this current session, how they contradict one another and how weakly they stand to the test of history. And then we had another narrative in which we found that Usman was responsible for the first collection. And finally, viewers, we're coming to the end here, and we find that there is another narrative which says that Salim, Mawla of Abi Huzaifa, or Abu Huzaifa, who was the person who was responsible for the first collection. And we find that this is recorded by Suyuti in his Al-Itqan. So the words are, it is recorded by Ibn Buraydah. It says, Qala أَفْضَلُ مَنْ جَمَى الْقُرْآنَ فِي مُصْحَفْ سَالِمْ مَوْلَى أَبِي هُزَيْفَ أَقْسَمَ لَا يَرْتَدِي بِرِدَاءٍ حَتَّى يَجْمَعَهُ فَجَّمَعَهُ. And this has been recorded, this narrative has been recorded by Ibn Ashta in his Kitab al-Masai by the way of Kahmas through Ibn Buraydah. That the first and the translation is, this information has been given by Suyuti in his Anit Khan, that the first person to collect the Quran in a Mus'haf was Salim, who was the liberated slave of Abu Huzaifa. The narrative goes on to say that he would not put on his cloak until he collects it. He collected it, and then he collected it. So he says that he swore, the words are, he swore that he would not put on his cloak until he collects it, and then he collected it. So this is all what the narrative says. Now, Suyuti himself, who has recorded this narrative, has said that the chain of this narrative is broken or munkata. And he says that the only interpretation which is viable, which can probably be the one which interprets this narrative rationally, is that Salim was one of the first collectors of the Quran whom Abu Bakr had entrusted with this task. It cannot be said that he was the person who was actually responsible for the first collection. So this brings us to an end to these alternative accounts of first collection. You have seen how they are contradictory to one another. You have seen how they contradict the version, which is the standard version. And the only reason that I have placed them at par with the standard version is that the standard version itself is questionable, not only in its content, but also in its chain of narration. So we find that the chains of narration of the standard version and of these alternative accounts by Abu Bakr, by Umar, by Usman, رضي الله عنهم, and by Salim, Mawla Abi Huzaifa, all of them, they stand on slippery ground. They do not stand up to the test of historical criticism. And not only amongst themselves, they also contradict the standard version. And hence, none of these alternative accounts, like the standard account, can be regarded as trustworthy. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.